Where are you? Are you in bed? Or are you leaving the first human footprint on Mars? Are you jogging? Or are you about to pull off the heist of the century? Are you in your car? Or are you praying those red eyes in the darkness can't see you? A voice in your ear can take you anywhere.
Audible. Get your first audiobook for free and feel every word. $7.99 a month after 30-day trial. Starts automatically. Terms apply.
Simply the best.
Every time he sees me, his eyes light up. I can almost hear his heart beat faster. He looks at me the same way he did when we first met. For him, it's love at first sight every day. For me, it's heartbreaking.
Loving someone who's living with dementia is not easy. For support, advice, or to make a donation, visit dementiasa.org.
You're listening to VUCA Online.
You are rocking with the best.
Time for health on VUCA.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to VUCA Online Health and Wellness. My name is Zakhele Sibanyonwaga-Kanane. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Nkosi. How are you, Dr. Nkosi?
I'm good, Zex, and how are you?
I'm super good. Are you looking forward to today's topic?
Yes, especially because I love nature. So, my ears are big, open for this one.
Excellent. So, to our listeners today, please make sure that you call your friends, you call your family members, you call your peers to join us here on VUCA Online Health and Wellness. Just because today we've got this special guest that we will introduce after the break. So, please stick with us and then join us as well on all our social platforms. Thank you. After the break.
Highway Harley Davidson. There are no words.
Broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
It's VUCA Online, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back, our listeners. My name is Zakhele Sibanyonwaga-Kanane. As before the break, I and Dr. Nkosi, we introduced ourselves, and then Dr. Nkosi touched a little bit on the topic of today. We are going to talk about nature conservation. What I can say, I would like to introduce our speaker today, or our guest, Mr. Leslie Nyawo. So, Mr. Leslie, how are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thanks, Zex.
Oh, no, you are welcome on VUCA Online Health and Wellness.
Thank you.
So, if I may ask Mr. Leslie, who's this Mr. Leslie? What can you say to our listeners, maybe in a short brief of introduction about yourself?
Thank you. Leslie is a 31-year-old nature enthusiast. I was fortunate to have worked in a nature conservation and responsible tourism environment for 9 years. I also own a lifestyle and events company, and part of the business is to organize nature-based excursions. We currently have a trip at the end of this month to Woodspruit and consists of about 10 couples.
Wow. No, that is interesting. That is interesting, Leslie. So on this, what did you say? You're saying a trip for 10 couples. So you said you are going to Woodspruit, ne?
Woodspruit, yes, to a game reserve.
Oh, no, that's nice. So it's building on today's topic. So to our listeners today, we are going to talk about nature conservation as a stress reliever. Just because, now we are approaching the festive season. So everyone will be wanting to go out to go to I'm going to detox and all these things. So Dr. Nkosi, what can you say about this? Just because it sounds so interesting.
Yeah, because I'm a mental health specialist, I think I would like to know more from the experience. How does nature actually help to improve, or why is it important to our mental health?
Thank you for the question, Dr. Nkosi. So Nature relaxes our minds through the uniqueness of the natural environment. So typically in a natural environment, you would hear birds chirping. There are sounds of water, either from a river or a waterfall or some sort of stream. There's also that scent, the smell of fresh flowers and plants, coupled with game sightings of animals that we would ideally like to see, such as the Big Five. Now, all of these tie in nicely in relief stress, because in our daily lives we experience, you know, industry bustle. It's traffic in the morning, someone is divorcing, someone has lost a loved one. So all of those work together just to relieve the mind.
Awesome, great. And what you're saying basically is, has been researched and supported, that also nature helps to at least reduce depression and anxiety symptoms. Wow.
Exactly.
We need to get out more. We need to get out more. Me and the listeners included.
Exactly. Yeah. Just because you remember last week when we had that guest on depression, on coping mechanism, one of our guests mentioned that, like, okay, for them, to like the coping mechanisms that they use is to go to the garden, look at the flowers and all these things. But like, Leslie, I've got these questions, like what activities of interest that one can embark on when visiting nature conservation so that they can release the stress or depression that they may be encountering at that time? Which activities that you can say, like, these are the best for them?
Okay, yeah, they are vast, but I'll just touch on four, which I think are quite pivotal. The first one is a guided bushwalk. So in a guided bushwalk, either in a small group of less than 10, there are two tour guides, one in front and one at the back with a rifle. So they basically take you through a route just to go to maybe a cultural point or a hill, you know. So these ones are normally done in the morning just to help exercise and to kickstart your day. And then the second one is a game drive in an open safari vehicle. Now, you may drive in a nature enclosure in your own car, but you will not have the same experience as when you're in an open safari vehicle. So the other benefit of being in an open safari vehicle is that the tour guides know the loops or the water points where animals normally go to get water, either in the morning or in the afternoon. So definitely you are guaranteed to have an experience to see animals. The third one is hiking trails. These are very good for people that are still young, like, you know, me. We like to just go up the hill and, you know, sort of experience that sort of adrenaline so early in the morning or in the afternoon. And then one other important one is a medicinal trail. So other nature reserves or nature enclosures have medicinal trails. So you can walk onto the trail, you'll come across plants that have got significant herbal properties that you can read about and so forth.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting. So, but like, tell me here about hiking. Hiking also is also included in what you have just mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, just because, like, I've seen a lot of people nowadays, they engage in hiking and all this thing. So, like, in a way, like, it's not like they are going there for their physical strength, also for their mental strength.
For their mental strength, yes, because as I mentioned, Zakes, if you're going up a mountain and you get to a hill, there's wind that comes by. It will just, you know, pass by your face. It will just give you that sense of a different environment that is calm. You sort of disconnect from everything else that's going on in your life, and you live in that moment. You're at a peak point. You are just looking down at everything else. So for me, that's like the biggest take out.
No, that is interesting. But like during the week when Leslie and you, Dr. Nkosi, I was listening on the news, and then I heard that like our glacier, I think in the coming third decade, like your Kilimanjaro and Mount Everest, like it seems as if they are melting, and then like they must they might not be there in the coming 30 years. So like Leslie, like for an advice maybe to our listeners or to the community at large, what can you say, what the public can do in order to preserve these nature conversations that we have?
Thank you, Zakes. This is one topic that is close to my heart, because we all need to do our bits from where we stand. So
yeah,
I would advise that one, we need to very watch and monitor littering closely. So let us not litter, let us not pollute our streams. In as much as we live in a modernized society, you find that there's the issue of Pampers or disposable nappies that are being thrown into rivers and streams. That is one of the most, it's painful when I think about it, because we are actually polluting a stream that is a source of life and provides us with water. Number two, let us preserve indigenous plants that are good, that are unique to us and our environment. Let us conserve those. And then, in terms of, and this is a very sensitive topic, we have what we call either subsistent or illicit poaching. We need to report those, because we cannot continue to live in an environment where we have animals that are being poached either for subsistence or for illicit trade. And the other one is, please, can we plant more trees? Like, trees are life. Let us all play our part and plant a tree.
But like, Leslie, I hear you what you are saying about conservation of the natural resources and stuff. But like here we are in South Africa, let us be practical. Example, like a person who stays in a township, like our townships are growing in a rate that like is uncontrollable. Like in a way, like whereby like you will get to Utilana, there was a park. Now, like, people are putting shacks and all these things. So what are you saying on that one? Like, are you doing promotions in those townships, or maybe this thing is only there by the media or whatever? Are you going to the ground and then telling people, okay, guys, no, like, let us do this and this and this? Well, like, as much as we remember, like, not everyone have access to TV or to billboards or to newspapers whereby they will see, okay, the importance of nature conservation is what. So what are you doing with those people who are staying in disadvantaged areas? Yes. Do you go there to tell them about this? What are you doing?
Yes, there are definitely outreach programs that that take place, and it's part of nature conservation. So on a monthly or a quarterly basis, there are outreaches to communities whereby these reserves or these national parks sort of connect, and then just to inform the public to say this and this is not good for the environment. Also, don't do this. And then there's also communication with municipalities to say, how do we then create a circular plastic economy so that waste is separated and collected? So there is that collaboration within the national parks and the reserves. Moreover, another important thing that you mentioned is the issue of people, building and moving into areas that were classified as national parks or reserves. So one way to also deal with that issue, Zex, is that before anyone can actually build or develop, we need to carry out what we call an environmental impact assessment. So if I buy a farm or a plot today and there's a farmhouse that was demolished, now mine would be to just demolish it properly, and then also build onto that same site instead of going to the opposite corner and then building a different.
Okay.
Built on what is existing. So it is also useful in that way, because the structure, that area has been disturbed. You've just, removed the rebels and reconstructed on it. So you can still reserve that one, either plant trees or do something that will still be good for the environment.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So to our listeners at home, please join us on all our social platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, and on our WhatsApp line, and then also on Facebook. Engage with us and then tell us, Uguti, what do you do to conserve nature? So since like you understand, Uguti, nature is very important, especially for our mental health. So after our break, we will continue with this topic. Thank you.
In many countries on our continent, gay people face discrimination and intolerance on a daily basis, and their rights are non-existent. To find out more about what it's like to be a gay man in Tanzania, we are going to phone Anthony Mbise, a gay Tanzanian man.
Central Prison Services. Hello?
But we can't, because he's currently in jail for being gay under Tanzanian law. He has been in jail for over a year. Help us fight for gay rights on our continent. Go to the SA Human Rights website to find out how you can help. P.S. Anthony Mbise isn't his real name. Using his real name would only make his situation worse.
Broadcasting worldwide, online 24/7.
It's Vuga Online, your inspiration radio station.
Welcome back, our listeners. Like before the break, we spoke about how can we conserve nature. I and Mr. Leslie here and Dr. Nkosi, and then as well, we spoke about the importance of nature to our life. So, Dr. Nkosi, what do you have for Mr. Leslie here?
No, I think when Nazakele, we have a challenge in South Africa, but like he says, we can, from our side, do something better. Every one of us can take part and preserve nature. I think that's what the biggest challenge for individuals is, because if we're saying we're going to rely on the government to preserve nature, it's not going to happen. We are responsible for the nature because it serves us good. Like you said, just for you taking a walk, it reduces your blood pressure. Just for you taking a hiking, you improve your concentration levels, your problem-solving skills. So your brain gets more, it's like you reboot. Yabon. Yeah, it's very important for us to preserve our nature so that we have natural way to restore ourselves. So yeah.
Exactly.
It was great listening to him and learning like I've learned now.
Oh, no, excellent. So about this thing, Yoguti, trip and all this thing, I heard Yoguti he's also arranging AMA trips and stuff. So Mr. Leslie, how can our listeners or any person who wants to go to this leisure activities maybe get in touch with you?
Thank you, Zex. We are reachable on Instagram. The name of the company is called Makwekwane Lifestyle and Events. We're also there on Facebook, where you can also reach us via WhatsApp. The number to reach us on is 072-300-2344, so that we engage on a more personal level and, just to discuss, upcoming trips. The other exciting thing is that we normally create a group and then we throw around number of suggestions, and then the people actually decide where they want to go. So it's it's an inclusive sort of initiative that generally does good to all of us or whoever partakes in those excursions.
So it's not created only for couples. Anyone, whether you are single ourselves,
whether you can also come. Alone or with a friend, it's open. Yeah. We are open in that sense to say why people. It's all about creating a lifetime of beautiful memories in a sense.
Oh, excellent. And then also the activities are inclusive. Maybe you are old, you are young, maybe you are disabled, you get what I'm saying? So that does it include everyone? Is it inclusive?
Yes, it's very much inclusive in terms of the structures that we visit as well. They are accessible to, they are wheelchair friendly to anyone that has some sort of impairment or disability. It is. So it's more of a family gathering, if I can put it that way.
Wow. No, excellent. Dr. Nkosi, anything to add?
I just want to ask Mr. Leslie. So when we go to, let's take, I decide now we are going with my girls outing. Are we going to sleep? What are those things, Zakele?
Which one?
Because I'm scared of snakes.
So there's different types of accommodation within national parks and nature reserves. So basically you have what is called a camping site where you pitch your own tent. There is safari tents, which are, tents that are pitched. They have beds, their own bathroom, and maybe a ceiling fan. And then you also have your chalets that are like structures, like a proper, one bedroom house with a bathroom and a mini kitchen, maybe outside in the veranda with your cooking utensils and whatnot. Or we also have guest cottages, which accommodate larger groups of people, say maybe 3 to 5, but depending on the needs of the group, we try to look for places that can data for that number.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, Dr. Nkosi, I think that answers your question.
Yeah, at least I'm safe.
Yeah, no, excellent. Just because, like, it seems as if they even go and assess the place before you go there. Or am I wrong, Leslie?
Yes, so a site visit is very much important. And as I've said, in the 9 years I've been to a number of game reserves and national parks, so I know exactly the layout of the land. But, you know, even post-COVID, we've also embarked on just, you know, site visits to see what has changed and what, you know, is accessible to us. So, yeah, that's we do that. So we'll never send you somewhere we've never been, where we don't know. So Dr. Nkosi is very much safe. No snakes and spiders will bite any of her friends.
All right, Leslie, like I'm thinking we are coming into conclusion of our interview today. So we like to say thank you very much for availing yourself today to be with us here. So we appreciate that, and then we hope to hear from you, and then also we hope to engage with you more and more on these topics and stuff. So yeah, from me, like I say, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and all these things. So I'm looking forward to engaging with you more and all these things, and then also our listeners, all the questions that they will be posting on our social platforms and on our WhatsApp line, we will definitely send them to you so that you can answer them. So, Dr. Nkosi, what can you say?
I've got nothing much to say. Looking forward to engage with Mr. Leslie. And thank you very much for joining us.
And then, what is your last words to our listeners, Mr. Leslie? What can you say to our listeners?
In closure, let us visit national parks and nature reserves. Let us connect to nature. Let us also practice general nature conservation ethics. Let's not litter. Let's not pollute. Also, let us include nature-based activities as a form of relaxation. We stay in the cities. It's always good once in a while to go out and connect with nature. It will do us so much good. You won't believe it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Leslie. So to our listeners, we will see you the coming week. Thank you very much for listening to us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Perhaps it's because we're a family, or that we've been making whiskey together for over 5 generations. That at Grants, we believe friends aren't the people you do things with, they're the people you share things with. Discover a different angle. Grant's Whiskey.
Go local, go global. Discovery Bank brings you Vitality Travel, the world's first shared value travel booking platform. With the widest range of travel partners than ever before, your healthy behaviours get you those bigger discounts. Up to 75% off local and international flights, discounts on accommodation, car hire and amazing travel packages. Join Discovery Bank today and go everywhere with Vitality Travel. Discovery Bank, the future of banking, now.